Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
The other good news is every Wednesday we check in with Indiana University, and our great friend is the Director of Media Relations. It's the good doctor, and he is in. It's Dr. Chuck Carney. Chuck, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Just glad to hear that this is good news that I'm coming on.
It's great news because Kellums is not here today, and I don't like doing radio by myself. I don't like hearing myself talk all afternoon long. So it's great that you're here. Kellums will be back next week. He's back training, back on the road. And as we always start off our question and answer session with the good doctor, it is the outfit of the day. And This is not business casual. This is as formal as we get. Where is your corsage and top hat?
Yeah, well, that's only when I'm doing the formal show later, and so we get into the show tune numbers. A little something from Showboat, usually.
Very nice. The dinner theater with Chuck Carney. Right. Tickets are still available. It's a Zoom dinner and a movie, by the way, or dinner theater, by the way. So if you are dressed to the nines today, that means you are awfully busy, and we've seen some of our universities here, whether it's in the ACC or the Big Ten or Notre Dame, a little bit of, well, all three and independent. I think Notre Dame's Big Ten in hockey, ACC for everything else, and then they do whatever they want. But Michigan State's had problems. North Carolina's had problems. Notre Dame has had problems. Michigan State hasn't even got to class yet. It makes everybody around here, at least I've spoken to, a little nervous on the situation. What are we trying to do to slow this down and learn from our friends across the state, country, and conference?
Well, first of all, I mean, we obviously are paying attention to what's happening elsewhere. I mean, one of the things about this whole pandemic is we've learned more things as we've gone along, and that's true across the world. And obviously, like everybody else, the people at IU, it makes us a little nervous when this happens at other campuses. But I do want to address this in the context of what we're doing. And I can't tell you exactly what was being done at these other campuses because not there, but I can tell you what we're doing. As we've heard about Notre Dame, North Carolina, Michigan State, here's what we have so far. And I'll note that this information came out in an email that Provost Robel sent to faculty and staff today, and also to students to emphasize that things are proceeding. So right now we've done about 8,000 tests of students who are living in what she terms congregate living situations. That means residence halls or fraternities and sororities. Positivity rate has been around 1% consistently throughout. So that is right about where we expected it and hoped it would be. We've received about 6,000 results from off-campus students. The positivity rate is again around 1%. And that is where we were hoping to be. We'll be presenting these in full, the full results, in a weekly dashboard that will start probably towards the end of next week after we've gotten all the results in from the arrival testing. So we are doing the arrival testing and the pre-arrival testing for our on-campus students. I can tell you that in at least one of these campuses that I noted, that was not being done, nothing like that. So we're doing that. We have a plan in place to test throughout the semester, doing testing that is going to be randomized mitigation testing to make sure that students, faculty, and staff, it'll be all of them, are tested, and we have a way to get control on any potential outbreak. As students are identified, we isolate them, we quarantine them as well, and quarantine their close contacts. We have contact tracers that we have hired that will be calling people who may have been in contact. So all of that to say that we have a plan in place that is right now the arrival plan. It is now developing into our next phase, which will be the semester plan. Will all of this absolutely ensure that we don't have an outbreak? Absolutely not. We can't say with 100% effective, it's 100% effective. But if we do that along with the things that we have asked our students, faculty, and staff to do, physical distancing, wearing masks, we have taken down the number of classes with number of people in them as well, then we have a chance. And that's what we're trying to do.
Dr. Chuck Carney is our guest this afternoon. He is the Director of Media Relations for Indiana University, and obviously with classes getting started. Coming up on Monday, the 24th, the issue for, it sounds like reading between the lines and listening to all the scuttlebutt, the issue at Notre Dame, the issue at North Carolina, it all circles back to off-campus parties. What can Indiana University do to control their students who don't live on campus, or is that something you just have to say your prayers every night quietly before you go to sleep?
Well, I mean, there are a few things we're doing, one is we're absolutely getting the message to students that there will be ramifications and consequences if they do not follow the what we're asking of them this semester, which is to be physically distanced and do not attend parties. We've gone to the extent of messaging where you may have seen on the IU Bloomington, IUPUI also ran a similar version of this, where we are encouraging students to be party poopers. And you know, the famed emoji that is the stack of something with
poopers.
A smile on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're using that. That allowed me to use the term pooper now on radio and yesterday on television. So that in and of itself is good. But the we're really encouraging students to be aware that their actions have a consequence, not just for the disease, but if they do violate what we're asking them to do, they could face academic sanctions. They could indeed be expelled if it comes right down to it. These things are being taken seriously. Reports of parties that come to the police from off campus, those students will be taken note of for potential academic, potential student affairs action. So those things are all in play. We are asking students to do something that we need them to do to make this successful. And it's really up to them for us to be able to maintain keeping classes on campus at all this semester. So it is a big ask, and I know that people listening to this know that. We are trying to drive home that message to the point where students are certainly going to feel like they hear it everywhere they turn, because they are. We're working with the city of Bloomington, working with the Chamber of Commerce, with the Apartment Association, to make sure that messaging gets to the students off campus. And we're not going to take it lightly when those things are violated and those rules are not followed.
Chuck Carney's our guest. As always, three big things with IU every Wednesday, and there's only really one big thing this week, and that's moving in and getting everybody acclimated to what's going on and trying to prevent outbreaks that we've seen happen at other campuses. The tough part is you can test everybody when they walk in the door, and everybody has to do that by when? By Friday? By today? There's a deadline on the off-campus people and the on-campus. Everybody's got to be tested sooner than later, correct?
Testing will go through this weekend. There is a deadline for off-campus students that they have to at least schedule it by the end of today. And if they don't, then they can lose access to their centralized authentication. So what that means is they can't sign into things like Canvas, which are the course materials that you get online through IU, and other things like the library and other services. So that's a pretty serious threat of action. That has, by the way, received the attention of students. We got a lot of questions about that when we were very clear with that. We had been saying for some weeks that there would be potential sanctions, but we got very specific and said, you're going to lose CAS login. And then that became
ears perked up, huh?
Yeah.
That got the message through loud and clear, because you can't fake it if you don't have your CAS to get into anything you're doing. You can't go about that. The other thing that I know Indiana University wants the students and any visitors on campus, I know you're not encouraging that in any way, shape, or form, but gaiters, bandanas, scarves, that ain't working. Those don't count people have to have masks, correct?
Right, and we have been referring to them as face masks very very pointedly because they need to cover the mouth and the nose. And I'm sure that I've done the joke here before that the sanction is not 15 yards and loss of down. That's what I think of when I hear face masks.
That's
all
right.
The time. But we are providing students with two of them. They are lovely branded IU masks. I'm sure people have seen those around town already if you're not a part of IU. And so I received two in the mail. My wife, who teaches at IU, received two. My daughter, who's a senior at IU, received two in the mail. And so everybody has those to start with, which is a way of establishing that everybody has the proper gear to begin with. And those will be required in any classroom building, in any building at IU. If a student comes into a class and is not wearing a mask, they'll be sent out by the instructor. That class will not proceed if a student refuses to wear a mask and does not leave. And that's the directive that we've been given. It just won't happen.
Does that also come into consideration for places like the Memorial Union, the library? Or are we talking everywhere on campus you need to be?
Anywhere indoors, plus anywhere outdoors where physical distancing is not possible.
Like a bus stop or things of the such. Now, are the buses up and running? Because I know the city buses, and these are apples and oranges, and it was summertime, rear door only, and you couldn't get X amount of feet towards the driver, which I thought was a smart way to do things. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of a different ridership because you have a lot more people.
Yeah, the buses are up and running. There will be some restrictions on entry and exit and space on them. So some of that is still even being developed this week. There was some change in a little bit of that, but that will be, it will be different.
And that's not surprising, just because everything is going to be different. Which will be normal once we get around to making sure the difference is
school colors are still the same. Just want to make that clear.
I like that. I like the sound of that. We tried that once, Chuck. That didn't work out too well. let's keep it with what we have. Chuck Carney is our guest. The good doctor is here. Oh, and by the way, Michael McRobert is retiring. We missed it last week by a day because we talked Wednesday, and I think the decision came out Friday. Missed it by a day and a half on Friday lunchtime, I believe.
Yeah, and this was announced at the trustees meeting in the president's report. And for those who follow IU, it was not a shocker. There had been every indication that at the end of his contract, which is at the end of June next year, that he would step away. And there was no further indication since last discussing that there would be any change to that. And as he noted, there's not a great time to step away as president of a university. You wouldn't pick to step away in the middle of a pandemic, but we certainly hope by June 30th of next year that we have certainly passed to a new phase and we're not in the middle of a pandemic at that point. But it does, of course, present some challenges, but we've got still a ways to go. A search firm has been hired. There will be a search committee formed. Those details have not come out yet, but they'll pick someone in a nationwide search. President McRobbie will serve through June 30th, and we expect to have a new president by the end of his term. And I would just say that anybody who's been around IU as long as I have, and that's over 20 years now, if I just always look at IU as how it looked when I came here in 1999. You cannot look at this campus and look at it from then to now and not notice the difference in the way things just look on the surface. Now, of course, President McRobbie became president in 2007, but it's fair to say that the greatest amount of that change really happened under his tenure. He did things like create new schools, which hadn't happened in years at IU, the media school and the School of Informatics. And it's just the number of buildings, School of Global and International Studies in a beautiful new building and other spaces like that that have come on board since then. And then you look at the athletics footprint. When I came here in 1999, I would call the baseball stadium barely adequate for Little League play. And it is now, one of the best in the country and certainly a showpiece of the Big Ten. And then the renovation of Assembly Hall, the renovation of Memorial Stadium, the new volleyball and wrestling arena, all kinds of things, like a new golf course. So there are all kinds of achievements that have taken place under his tenure that are of note. He is somebody who will have been here 14 years. You don't replace that overnight, but we will be looking high for the next person and expect to get a strong leader in here.
And obviously those groups that will be put together, the search firm and the executive committee and the search committee and all that, that information will be let known to the public on a need to know only basis. Isn't that how that usually works?
Well, the search committee will certainly be known, and those details just haven't been made yet. So, we have done this before, and we'll get people that have strong connections to IU that will be a part of this, and so that all will be coming in the weeks to come.
Now, briefly before we let you run, the big story that we had on WGCLRadio.com is Indiana University officers wearing body cameras. That's something that's new. It's not on all the campuses yet, but here in Bloomington at IUPUI and Northwest, correct? Are those the three?
That's right. Those three campuses now have body-worn cameras, and those are something that's it's really something to increase the professionalism and the transparency of our police departments, and obviously it's a way to keep all of us accountable, and it is something that our superintendent of public safety or vice president for public safety and institutional assurance, Ben Hunter, has looked at doing for some time, and they put this in place recently. Those are on the force now and being used. And by the way, it's amazing the kind of technology that they use. These are things that are can track the position of where the camera is. It's a crystal clear video. This is really well-developed technology, and certainly something that we've come to expect in policing, where we have this that can show us what happened in a more accurate fashion.
And is the goal eventually for all campuses to have these? Obviously, we go with the big campuses first in size and population. I would think that's how that started.
It will expand, certainly. These particular IUPD bases were chosen because they get the most calls for service right now. But we may expand that as we are able to get more money to put into these. But the ultimate goal is to get those to all the IUPD departments all across the state.
All right. Excellent job, my friend. I hope that tie doesn't remain on for the rest of the afternoon. But since the 5 o'clock news is right around the corner, I'm guessing it might have to be within arm's reach.
Let's hope not. I sometimes I feel like I can't take it off at all. So I have an insurance tie on most of the day, not from an insurance agent or anything like that. It just means that I wear it just so I don't have to worry about putting it on later.
Yeah, it's just you're just used to it. Used to it.
That's right.
Now get outside and enjoy it. 78 degrees and perfect. So hop on the bike, ride around, be safe. And we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you so much for the information.
All right. Thank you.